It's the Pup and Paws Cast, presented by Dog and Company in Cookeville. Call them at 528-BARK. That's 931-528-BARK. And thank them for sponsoring this Pup and Paws Cast. I'm Sheila Scruggs. ARF volunteer Beth Cox joins us. ARF stands for All About Rescue and Fixin'. Beth, why did you choose an organization like ARF to be a volunteer with?
Well, my kids grew up and went to college, and I kind of had the empty nest syndrome. I decided that I would get a little dog, and I came down to ARF, and I went to Petco on a Friday night, and thinking that I would buy a dog. I mean, I really did not know much about rescue, and so I went in there and realized that they didn't have dogs, but there was some girls with ARF that were there that night adopting cats. They were having a big cat adoption, and so I asked them about dogs. They said, oh, we'll have dogs here tomorrow and Saturday. And I said, well, I'll come back. They said, what kind of dog do you want? I said, something pretty little. I've had poodles before. I like poodles. I like the miniature schnauzer. They said, miniature schnauzer? We just had a call about one. If you would, you could just go pick it up for us tonight since we're all busy and getting ready for the adoption event. Just go over and see the little dog, and if it suits you, just pick her up, and you can just take her like that. You can just take her straight home and see if everything works out. That's what I did, and Sophie is still at my house today.
Oh, so that's a great story.
She's almost 10 years old. It's been about 10 years.
So you've been volunteering that long, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's what did it for you. You thought they were so nice to you. You thought, I'm going to help people, too.
And I saw the need.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed when I realized what rescue did, how many lives they saved.
So what do you help do when you're volunteering?
Now, I do like very much to go to adoption events at Petco. I like to be there and talk to adopters. But one thing that I do almost every day is share dogs on the ARF Facebook page. It gets their faces out there with their story. I also write little profiles, so the blurb that goes along with the beautiful picture that introduces you to the dog, tells about their personality, and whether they're house-trained or crate-trained or working on those things in their foster home. So those are a few things that I do. I'm also a donor. When I can, especially when we have dogs that are injured, I help a little bit with money by donating.
What do you most enjoy about being a volunteer?
I'll just have to tell a little story about a dog that I know, Margot. She was from a hoarding case in Hillham, Tennessee. And I got a call at my home about this. And so I went out there with some other volunteers from ARF and found many dogs outside in pens, but they had separated them by sex, so they weren't reproducing. They had a dog come to their house that had 18 puppies the day after she arrived at their house. They were an old couple. They were very poor health, needing help. So Margot was one of these dogs. We rescued those dogs. And Margot was adopted in New York City and lives on Fifth Avenue. And it's just unbelievable.
She's a fancy dog now.
She's a fancy dog.
So you feel, I mean, even though you may not be able to foster as much, people can help by sharing stories and donating.
That's right.
If somebody's at, you know, they work during the day and they think, I could never volunteer, but I would love to, what are some ways they could help?
Well, they could come out to our Petco events if they just want to take a day, a Saturday usually. It's usually 12:30 to 5 on Saturday, and we post it on our Facebook when we're having one. We're not there every Saturday. So just show up and see what it's all about. See if there's something there that you might like to do. Since we do the transports, once a week at least we have to have a crate cleaning party where volunteers come and we have power washers and disinfectant to clean the crates after transports. Last week, we actually had two transports in 1 week. So it's a big job. 69 dogs were transported. That's 69 crates, 13 cats. Those are 13 crates.
And they have to be cleaned before you put other animals in it.
Absolutely.
So, and there's other things that people don't think about. They don't think about that you'd need clean crates. And do you need donations of crates and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And we need towels and sheets and things like that that you wouldn't think about when you start to throw away your old towels, or you think, well, these just look too bad to use. They're great for dog crates.
Volunteering. Define that word. What does it mean to you with the organization you're with, ARF?
I would just say if you're doing that, anything you're doing, donating money to ARF, if you are actually a foster, which is the most valuable of all volunteers, I suppose. I mean, it all works together. Mm-hmm. Every volunteer is important.
It takes all of your group, actually.
Yes. But I would just say, if you're helping, you're a part of ARF.
And how can someone be more involved? Do they just write you through the Facebook page?
Absolutely. That's how we really communicate, because since everyone is a volunteer, there's no one at a shelter sitting at a desk answering the phone. And we like text messaging, and even more important, through the Facebook page, communicating through messages.
And, you know, they're very responsive, too, when you do send a message.
Yes, yes.
So make sure you find their Facebook page. It's ARF, A-A-R-F.
You can fill out a volunteer form right there.
Beth Cox, thank you so much for volunteering and also for being here.
Thank you.
And thanks to our sponsor of the Pup and Paws Cast, Dog and Company, South Jefferson Avenue in Cookeville. They're experts with daycare and boarding, with the dog professional on duty with boarding 24/7. They also do professional grooming. Dog and Company, 528 Bark.